It's been more than 3 years since Vanessa Fernandez and her son, Arman Patel, lost two people close to them. Vanessa's an executive at a major retail store. Arman's joined her in a conference room at the mall. They're here to talk, for the first time, about how the tragedy affected them.
I lost my stepdaughter in 2015, in the fall of 2015, on what would have been her first day of high school.
Vanessa's stepdaughter had died by suicide. She was blindsided when her husband Shane told her. The family was living in Austin at the time. Armand had just started his junior year of high school. He remembers getting picked up that day and hearing about his stepsister.
And it was just a very, very shocking time because nothing like that had really ever happened. We'd had deaths in the family, obviously, but something like suicide was very new to us.
It was difficult, especially for Vanessa's husband, Shane. Then, just a few weeks after losing his daughter, Shane also died by suicide.
I was actually traveling for work and lost my spouse exactly a month after I lost her.
Vanessa was stunned. She decided to move to Dallas to be closer to friends and relatives.
My focus became all about how do I get my son to Dallas or to a community where he could get more support than just me. I had a lot of balls up in the air and I had to figure out how to keep it all, you know, keep the home running and the work life running and my kids safe.
The pair tried to adjust to new surroundings and spent hours in therapy. Vanessa threw herself into advocacy work. She's now on the national board of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Meanwhile, her son was just trying to get through junior year at a new high school. Armand says friends helped.
After school, every day we would go to Jason's Deli, get a snack, and then obviously the free ice cream, and then we would go out to Starbucks and do homework all together. And otherwise, I would have just been sitting at home wondering what to do with myself. And them taking me out, getting me out, at least for that little bit, really helped me kind of get my mind straight and focus back on school, friends, trying to live a normal-ish teenage life.
Across the country, more families find themselves dealing with the aftermath of suicide, a growing public health issue. Data out this month from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows the suicide rate climbed 33% between 1999 and 2017. There were more than 47,000 in 2017. And for those left behind, the process of grieving isn't always linear.
You know, about a year and a half after we moved to Dallas, I started to notice a pattern in Armand's sleeping habits, eating habits. He was a little irritable around the house. And so I started to notice all these signs that I had learned about with NAMI, because I knew the signs to look for. So I'd encourage people to look and know the signs of depression, of mental health.
The mother and son have long shared an unspoken bond, but this conversation brought more to light. Vanessa says she never knew what it was like for Armand to process his grief alongside school, band, and being a teenager. And Armand didn't know just how much his mom worked to give him stability.
I wish I knew how hard it was, and love you, Mom.
I love you too, son. Thank you. I'm so proud of how you've been through this. You have done it gracefully. I appreciate everything you've done to take care of yourself and me through all of this.
In her professional life, Vanessa promotes mental health and wellness among her employees. Armand is in college now, studying finance. There are still hard days, they say, but they try to get through them together. Saida Hassan, KERA News.